Well, good Friday morning, beloved. Ah, this week has gotten away from us already, and there are only more, 20 more shopping days until Christmas. Oh, wow, this whole year is slipping away from us. But here we are this morning, and thank you for joining me as we're able to share just 5 or 6 minutes together this morning, beginning our day in God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. And here the religious leaders question Jesus about the Sabbath, and Jesus challenges their narrow interpretation of Sabbath observances. Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath, and the religious leaders begin to make plans to celebrate Jesus. No, they begin to make plans to kill Jesus. The passage concludes with a quote from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. And again, God's saving word for us all this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Not long afterward, Jesus was walking through some wheat fields on a Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry, so they began to pick heads of wheat and eat the grain. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus, "Look, it's against our law for your disciples to do this on the Sabbath." Jesus answered, "Have you never read what David did that time when he and his men were hungry? He went into the house of God, and he and his men ate the bread offered to God, even though it was against the law for them to eat it. Only the priests were allowed to eat that bread. Or have you not read in the law of Moses that every Sabbath the priests in the temple actually break the Sabbath law, yet they are not guilty? I tell you that there is something here greater than the temple. The scripture says, 'It is kindness that I want, not animal sacrifices.' If you really knew what this means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Jesus left that place and went to a synagogue, where there was a man who had a paralyzed hand. Some people were there who wanted to accuse Jesus of doing wrong, so they asked him, "Is it against our law to heal on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answered, "What if one of you has a sheep and it falls into a deep hole on the Sabbath? Will you not take hold of it and lift it out? A human being is worth much more than a sheep. So then our law does allow us to help someone on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man with the paralyzed hand, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and it became well again, just like the other one. Then the Pharisees left and made plans to kill Jesus. When Jesus heard about the plot against him, he went away from that place, and large crowds followed him. He healed all the sick and gave them orders not to tell others about him. He did so as to make come true what God had said through the prophet Isaiah. And here it says, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love and with whom I am pleased. I send my spirit upon him, and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor put out a flickering lamp. He will persist until he causes justice to triumph, and on him all peoples will put their hope." And God's key verse for us this morning is found in Matthew chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, where Jesus said, "The scripture says, 'It is kindness that I want, not animal sacrifices.' If you really knew what this means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And you know, beloved, wherever you go, even within Christian churches, you're going to find people who think that their way is the best way. And one time we started a church and we were putting together the bylaws, and I said, "Okay, what do we need to put in our bylaws about Sunday school teachers?" Hands shot up. Well, we need to put in there that the Sunday school teachers must not be divorced. They had this whole list of things that they were sure. I asked them, and they were sure that these things were in the Bible because their previous pastors had told them this is the Word of God. And so I asked them, well, before we go ahead and put this in our bylaws, we don't want to make any mistakes. So you go home and you find the scripture references for this, and that way we'll be able to make sure that our bylaws are in accordance with the Word of God. Well, of course, the next time we got together, the people will sit there very quiet and humbled because they found out that there is absolutely nothing in the Word about Sunday school teachers. As a matter of fact, Sunday school is not mentioned at all in God's Word. And they found out that a lot that they believed, a lot that they were willing to, really fight about, to argue about, was tradition that was passed on by previous pastors or whatever. And that's where the problems start. Here you have these people telling Jesus that what he's doing is sin because, well, our laws, not God's law, our law prohibits this. Well, you need to make sure that your law is in compliance with God's law because that's what counts. Amen. Dearest Jesus, you are the Lord of the Sabbath and God's servant. Teach me to have a humble spirit and to be open to your teachings that I may be a channel for extending God's kingdom. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together this week to an end. Join me Monday morning when we will be in Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 22, where the religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority. And of course, I hope to meet you all in church on Sunday morning. If you cannot physically make it to the church service, don't forget that everything is live that you can watch over our Zoom channel or over our Facebook page. Either way, you can participate in our services from the convenience of your home. So until the next time that we meet, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.